ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصلاة عماد الدين، فمن أقامها أقام الدين، فمن تركها فقد حدم الدين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء الكرام, my brothers in Islam, firstly we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Iman. We praise Allah Jalla Majdahu for blessing us with Islam. We praise Allah Ta'ala for making us from the Ummati of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Deen is easy, Shariat is complete, perfect, and beauty of Islam lies that every aspect of deen or every aspect of life has been covered. That is why alhamdulillah Islam is so practical. Concerning everything and anything, we are able to provide solutions, guidelines. Compared to any other faith denomination, they cannot tell you in detail everything and anything, like how we alhamdulillah in Islam, minutest detail about everything, whether it is ibadat, whether it is mamulat, whether it got to do with worship or whether it got to do with interaction, and whether this worship is of any type, you will find alhamdulillah that the Shariat is all encompassing. And in our ibadat we emulate and imitate the malaika. There are certain malaika that are constantly just standing and praising Allah Ta'ala. There are certain malaika who are just in ruku, all the time in ruku, and praising Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And there are certain malaika who are just in sijda, lauding the praises of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Allah Jalla Majdahu has given us the opportunity, we from the Ummah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that we stand and praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, we go to ruku and we make the hamd of Allah Jalla Majdahu, and we are also going to sijda, praising Allah who is one. How fortunate are we that we are imitating the malaika, respected elders. And when we look at our just salat, you'll find that every salat of ours, whether it's Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, this was actually, according to some narrations, the ibadat of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam and their nations. And they initially came from the activities of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam. That's another lengthy discussion. How the previous Anbiyas, they made this salat, and then we are imitating them. So in reality, our simple action of salat, that we imitating the malaika on one hand, and on the other hand, alhamdulillah, we are imitating the previous Anbiya alayhi salam. And Hafiz ibn Salha, rahmatullah alayhi, has said a very strange thing. First time I've seen this, that the malaika, angels, they do not make Quran tilawat. Malaika do not make Quran tilawat. They come to listen to Quran. That is why Quran Karim ayat is talking about that they come Fajr time to listen to Quran. And that is the third superiority that we have got, that in our ibadat, malaika come to witness it. Malaika come to listen to Quran. Malaika come to see people in ibadat. Malaika are also with the people in Hajj. How fortunate we are that we are able to make tilawat of Quran Kareem. It is stated that Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was informed about the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and one of the qualities of the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that they will read the scripture without looking at it. They will read the scripture without looking at it. Many other qualities are enumerated in that hadith. But one of those is why we are talking about Quran, that they will read scripture without looking at it. Previously, and if you look at the other religious denominations, that they are forced to look at the scripture in their places of worship, whether it be a temple, synagogue, church, or whatever it is. The priest, etc., will look in the scripture and read it. Fortunately, alhamdulillah, we are blessed that the Hafiz is able to read and read and read on. At times we do not realize how fortunate we are, how blessed we are, how superior we are. Concerning Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there are various discussions to be made. But let us outline it. One is that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most superior Nabi. Second, that the qualities of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, the outstanding qualities of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, they were prevalent and present in Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And thirdly, that the miracles of the previous Anbiya alayhi salam, compared to the miracles of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when we draw parallels, then you find that the miracle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam far superior. Whole discussion can be made on that. Fourthly, that the miracles of the previous Anbiya alayhi wasallam, that means the mu'jizas of the previous Anbiya alayhi wasallam, when we make good research, then we find they are like the karamat of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So a lot of things, these four things can be expounded in detail. But you require time, you require explanation, and you require power of understanding. Respected elders, because our discussion rotates around the blessed personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we come across what? Mu'jiza, karamat, and istikhraj, and then ma'unat. Generally, what we say, mu'jiza is a supernatural activity, act, or a supernatural feat, or a action that is against the normal habit. It is the quality of fire to burn, and when fire doesn't burn, then that is against the norm. And when the stick turns into a staff, then that's against the norm. So this unnatural, supernatural activity which is contrary to normal pattern of life, we say, see, this is a miracle. Now this is a common definition to both karamat and mu'jiza. And when this activity, the supernatural feat or activity, takes place at the hands of a Nabi, then we say that's a mu'jiza. And when this activity takes place at the hands of a pious personality, a righteous personality, then who is a non-Nabi, a non-Nabi, then we say that's a karamat. And from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, we say karamatul awliya haqqun. We hear it in the khutbah also sometimes. That as from the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat, we believe that the supernatural activities or the hands of pious personalities, we believe in that. We don't deny that. Now, respected elders, that is a simple definition of mu'jiza and karamat. But mu'jiza and karamat has got some other differences. One is, as we have explained, mu'jiza at the hands of a Nabi or a Rasul. Karamat at the hands of a non-Nabi, non-Rasul. And mu'jiza is for proof, is as a proof of Nabuwat. Mu'jiza is proof of Risalat. What happens generally, and when we study the various miracles of the Anbiya alayhi salam, then the people were asking the Nabi, show us a miracle. You say you are a Rasul, show us a miracle. You say you are a Nabi, show us a miracle. So by the will and permission of Allah Jalla Majdahu, that in most cases, whichever miracle they wanted, Allah let it happen. The people of Saleh alayhi salam, they wanted a she camel come out of the rocks, from the rocky mountains. What a miracle they wanted. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed them, one she pregnant camel, according to some narrations, came out of pregnant, according to some narrations. She camel definitely came out of the mountains, looking extremely strange and full of awe and dignity. That anybody, everybody looking at it was amazed and astonished. So respected elders, the mu'jiza is there to prove that the person upon whose hand it is being displayed, or who is displaying it, that's a Nabi, that's a Rasul. And generally it comes because the people demand it. The people demanded from Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one mu'jiza, one miracle. And respected elders, that is when the splitting of the moon took place. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those days when you went to Makkatul Mukarrabah and you stood in the Mataf area on Jabal al-Qubais, that's where the king's palace is now, there was one masjid, you could see it from Mataf area. Nowadays you don't see it. It was either called Masjid al-Hilal or Masjid al-Bilal. And Masjid al-Hilal, that is the right name. Because Masjid al-Hilal means that the Masjid of the Crescent. It is stated historically that that is where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood, and when the miracle of splitting of the moon, from there he did it. Those who say Masjid al-Bilal, they say, no, Hadrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala who should stay there and come down all the time to give azan. That's very hard to believe. Because when you see that mountain, to go up down there, you have to be super fit. Respected elders, when people told Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we want miracle, that is when he stood there and by the command and will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed to the moon and it was rent asunder. It was split. Respected elders, one place I went, then in the KwaZulu area, then the person, generally when I speak, after that I ask any questions so that we can have some interaction. So after a session of question and answer, one person asked me that, Murti Sahib, I just want to test your knowledge. I said, okay, very strange you want to test my knowledge. That I've asked many people, but they don't seem to give the answer. I said, it pertains to any Masla Masail. He said, no, not Masla Masail, just a piece of information. I said, okay, I'll try to answer it. I don't promise, I know the answer. If you've got Masla Masail, then inshallah we are trained, we can help you there. So he tells me that when the splitting of the moon took place, who saw it in India? When the splitting of the moon took place, who saw it in India? So I said, oh, now, actually the person who saw it is Chakravarti Farmas. His name is Chakravarti Farmas. And he was in his Jantar Mantar at that time. Jantar Mantar is in observatory. How you say what's observatory in South Africa? They have those things there where you climb up onto buildings and from there you look at the stars and you observe the science of astrology and astronomy. Where you study from there. So he was there up there and then he saw the moon split. And there is a lengthy incident after that, what he did. Respected elders, so that's one difference between karamat and mojiza. The other thing is that when a wali performs a karamat, it's no proof of his vilayat. And also that a wali, a pious person, a righteous person, if he does not perform any supernatural activity, that does not deprive him of being a friend of Allah. Wali means friend of Allah. So, if a person says no, that a wali has to perform a karamat, that's not the definition of a wali. Another difference between a mu'jiza and a karamat, the Nabi of Allah or the Rasul of Allah, when a mu'jiza takes place, then he knows that this is a supernatural activity taking place. And he knows that this is coming from him. And he knows that this is by the will and permission of Allah. And he knows that this is against the objectors who are objecting. And he knows that this is proof, this is a hujjah, this is a proof against the deniers and the rejectors. Now, a wali, sometimes he doesn't even know that a karamat took place at his hands. Sometimes people will tell him that this happened, and this happened because of you, or it came from your hands. So it's not necessary for him to know it, that this happened at his hands. A fifth difference between a mu'jiza and a karamat is that a Nabi and a Wali, Nabi and a Rasul, when a supernatural action takes place, then it is not hidden. Everybody sees it, and everybody knows it, and it is the responsibility that everybody knows it. The karamat, the supernatural action of a wali, most of the time it is hidden, and it is concealed. It's no precondition that everybody has to know of it. Istikhraj, respected elders, is such a supernatural action, and done by a irreligious fellow, done by a person who is completely irreligious, and most of the time it is done by non-Muslims. And you know that person's condition, you know the person's condition, that this person is a sinner, this person is a transgressor, this person is an evildoer, this person is a person who is not practicing on the Sharia, or this person is not a believer, and on his head some supernatural activity takes place, we call that istikhraj. And ma'unat is when you do not know the condition of the person. Some supernatural action happened at the hands of someone. When you investigate the person, you don't know whether the person is good or bad. You don't know whether the person is pious or not pious. You don't know whether the person is righteous or not. So when you don't know the person, then that is classified ma'unat. Istikhraj example is very simple. That an activity happening at the hands of an irreligious person. Every Nabi of Allah, every Rasul of Allah stated the coming of Dajjal. Every Nabi, every Rasul. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said Dajjal is going to come. It was the latter part of life, Dajjal is going to come. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added two things. That Dajjal will be one-eyed and your Rabb is not one-eyed. Previous Anbiya alayhi sallam did not mention this. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Dajjal will be one-eyed and your Rabb is not one-eyed. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith stated that on his forehead will be written kafir, kafara. And obviously Muslims during the time will be able to read that and identify Dajjal. Dajjal to show that he has got supernatural powers, and to show that he is powerful, and to make people believe that he is God on earth, he will call a person and he will kill that person. And that person will deny, and he'll be on haq. He will deny that the Dajjal is God. And he will openly declare that Allah is Allah, that you are a deceit, and you are full of deception, and you are a liar, and you are an impostor, and you are Dajjal. So Dajjal will kill him and bring him back to life. This will be happening in front of everybody. And then he will tell that person that, now what do you say? That I killed you and brought you back to life. Well, now what do you say? So that person, he'll be a good Muslim. He'll be a good mu'min. And he will say, now I fully convince you, Dajjal. Now I am fully convinced of your deception and your lies. And now you cannot do anything to me. Dajjal will try now to kill this person. And the second attempt will be now the natural way, meaning without mesmerism. The first way that he will be deceiving all around him, and he will be mesmerizing all around him, and he will be hypnotizing all around him, and he will be causing this deception around him and confusing people that, see, I have killed this person. With respect to the elders, this deception is very easy. That you superimpose, how the people superimpose now on television, on video, on photographs. People haven't even seen some presidents of the world. Then you go to their offices and you see one photograph, the chap is standing with one of the rascals of the world. How that happened? Strange also, you go to some Muslim offices and they have got photographs and they're standing in front of one of these kafir leaders of the world and say, I'm very proud of standing near this kafir leader. Oh, our values were, we have taken them. How they did it? Superimposing. So here also Dajjal will be using deception. And then he will try repeatedly to kill that person, and that person will not die. And the person will be testifying to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and testifying to the deception of Dajjal. That's an example of istikhraj. Because istikhraj is like an illusion, tropical illusion. And it is a deception of the eye. It's a movement of the hand. It is the movement in such a way that a person will get deceived. So respected elders, we should understand all this is why, to educate us, that we know what is the position of the Nabi, we know what is the position of the Rasul, we know what is the position of the Wali and the pious and righteous personality, and how blessed we are that we are solid. We have got Tawheed and we have got Risalat. We got Risalat. Remember, I told you that the Mu'jiza is a proof of Risalat. Mu'jiza is a proof of Nabuwat. It's not proof of divinity. It's not proof of divinity. All the other factions have deviated. Why? Because they said Isa alayhi salam, they call him Jesus Christ, he made the blind to see, therefore that's a proof of divinity. They say, no, this is wrong. It's a proof of Nabuwat, not proof of divinity. That is why we Muslims are very clear. We love, respect, honor, revere Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we do not worship him. We do not worship him. We worship Allah, Allah alone. Sizda is for Allah. Standing is for Allah. Tawaf is only for the Kaaba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. He knows everything in totality. Allah has got the perfect qualities. Everything is in the hands of Allah. He does what he wants. So when we have our belief right, then inshallah our actions can come right. May Allah ta'ala grant us the ability to understand these levels and practice upon deen. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.